Now, Purple, a Good Friday yesterday. We're at Marvel Stadium, best part of 30,000 people there to watch the Kangaroos and the Western Bulldogs. Western Bulldogs, 128-point winners, 21-goal winners over North Melbourne. The worst loss North Melbourne have had to the Western Bulldogs ever. And you've got to go back to 1971, I think, before you find a worse loss than that for the club. So where is it at?
Well,
legitimately, where's it at?
Well, it's in a horrific place for North Melbourne, Jim. And look, I don't want to be too overly dramatic about this, but I can't recall a team as off the pace as this one going way back to the Fitzroy's last year of 1996. And I don't think that's been too dramatic, Doug. No. I mean, this is where they're at. They lost 14 of their last 15 last year, have opened this season with horrendous losses, Bill. I mean, Port Adelaide's amongst that mix. Gold Coast got them last week and Western Bulldogs yesterday. But for the Bulldogs to kick on 10-7 in that last quarter to get it out to 128 points. And it even had, Jim, and we'll discuss this in a moment, but it even had Luke Beveridge, who we're about to hear, commenting on his fears for North Melbourne as to what lies ahead.
As a footy purist, and I'm really proud of what the boys did today, but I'm concerned about how North Melbourne are going to be beaten up outside of it. I think we probably need to understand, you know, that they're, what part of their evolution they're in.
So Jim, there's somebody...
No. He would,
that's a massive statement.
No, what he was talking about there, he was talking about the outside noise. He's talking about what we are going to be saying about North Melbourne.
Yeah. But opposition coaches don't really...
No, they don't normally buy into it. And I think it's a fair assessment of where it's at. So, Jim, you left that club 5 years ago, 4 years ago. It was in good shape. It's not now.
What worries me, or what worried me yesterday, Duck, we sat and did the game, is if you can't defend the ground, firstly, and then you can't defend your D50, your back six can't defend that part of the ground, then it doesn't matter how well you move the ball. You're going to get exposed as soon as you turn it over. And I think they scored something like 20-plus goals from turnover. And that was what worried me. So all in the off-season, I kept hearing, going to be more aggressive with ball movement, going to wheel and go, going to take bite it off the 45, all this sort of stuff. And I thought at the time when I heard that, you can't play footy like that if you can't defend.
That's right. And you also can't play footy like that if you don't have the skill set to play footy like that. We saw Hawthorn play that possession-style game. They had all the left footers. They won premierships doing it. You can't, I mean, the basic fundamental skill errors, you talk about turnovers, it wasn't because of the Bulldog pressure. We're talking about guys were going off the man on the mark and trying to hit a target 15, 20 metres away and missing that target by 10 metres. I mean, that's Noble and any of the coaches, Brown and Croc and or whoever's there at the moment, there's nothing they can do about that. They are just basic mistakes. And why you get into a game, because they wouldn't miss that at training. So why they get into a game in that situation? And the other thing, this is the question, this is a big question for me. Why are they trying, given that they can't do that, and in the first two rounds it was the same problems, turnovers, the Apple turnover kings. You've got to be, if you can't do that, why are they playing that style of game? That's the question for me.
And we don't know. I mean, we don't have David Noble to talk to. We don't know what they're actually attempting to do within that. It just looks, when you watch them play, like, take Freo Duck for an example. Like we watched them, I reckon, Bill, three times in the first couple of months last year. I reckon they lost all three games we watched, but not by much. And you looked at Justin Longmuir, and I thought, Burn, I can see what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're defending. They're teaching these blokes to defend. And then when they've worked that part of the game out, then they'll work out how offensively they want to move the ball. But firstly, these young blokes have got to learn to defend. So they had Chera and Sarong and Brayshaw around the footy, animal competitors who weren't letting it out. And then they had a pretty good back six and they were up hard on their blokes. And you could just see what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So I'd love to talk to David Noble and say, righto, what are we doing about that part of footy?
Yeah, they seem to go a bit insular too. As soon as that tightened up and they missed a few of those kicks, then they just seem to get it and just try and retain the ball and just prevent the Bulldogs from scoring. Chip it across half-back. All their major ball winners were all half-backs that chipped it to each other across there. And, you know, we're promised these fast ball movement, exciting new brand that North Melbourne were going to bring, David Noble's going to bring in. And haven't even seen, like you speak about Freo, haven't even seen little glimpses of that. So really disappointing for North Melbourne.
They have a couple of those, JB, a couple of those turnovers where they're just basic, as I said, the basics.
The Apple turnover.
Then what they do is then their decision-making, confidence is obviously low. And then at times, I mean, once the floodgates had opened, but there were times then that they came back into the corridor to a pack.
Yeah.
A 25-metre kick to a pack of Bulldogs. Yeah. Not a pack of North Melbourne players, a pack of Bulldogs. Yeah. You're going, why would you go there?
No. Jim, where do you go, though, when you've got the captain of the club so publicly during the week making the statement, that game against Gold Coast is not what we stand for? And then the very next game, you dish up more of the same. Where does that leave the captain? Where does it leave the coach?
Yeah,
you had the same
know.
Messaging. And where does it leave the remaining 19 matches of this season?
Well, as I say, you're going back to 1971 for the last time you had a result like that. That's 50-plus years. I mean, it's just... So it's a big concern. They've got Adelaide this week here.
Yep.
Adelaide, of course, finished 18th and they finished 17th last year. So that's
the kids all right? Have they got kids there? Are the kids okay?
David Junior.
How are you playing as a kid in that team?
Like, no, honestly. But are they going to be all right?
Well, the problem...
Have they got the right kids?
So what they've got four players that have played over 200 games. Goldstein, Attlee, Zeeble and Cunnington. Yep. They're the four. So all over 200. Then from there, it drops right away.
The middle.
Obviously. The middle rung player isn't there. They've got a lot of kids, as you said. But, I mean, confidence plays a part. And I said this, JB, you know, there's a 50-50 ball. It might even be a two-on-one. So what do you do? You see, you look up the field, you're reading the play, you go, okay, we've got a two-on-one here. So you start to make position. So you're off. And then those two get beaten by the one, and you're out of position. And then it goes down the other end in the score. And then... What happens then is that player that was making position beforehand has no confidence. So he's no longer going to where he should be going. Yeah. So it's just a snowball effect at the moment.
To answer your question, Fat, I think Powell and Phillips, they rate really highly. But
LDU.
He's good. Davis Uniacke, he's just got to, I think, watching him, Bernard, he's just got to simple it up a bit.
Yep.
Stop trying to take people on all the time. Lazaro. Just do the simple
little
thing.
Vinny Lazaro.
He's going to be okay.
You're right.
Taron Thomas is highly rated. You know, so they've got the core of...
He's highly rated, Jim, but hasn't done much.
Hasn't done a lot.
True, but he's playing forward of the ball in the worst.
Played 20.
What about
28
McKay?
Games.
McKay's an interesting one.
Well, he's been made to defend. I mean, last yesterday they had no Tarrant, no Core, no McDonald's.
So he had plugs. He had parole plugs and McKay.
But they, Damo, we can't gild the lily. They have got some really hard games ahead of them. Their next 40 games, there's going to be a lot of tough stuff.
Is there any credit in the fact? We look at the whole footy club as a whole, JB. When you were there, and I don't mean to keep going back to you, although Damo did, the whole place is brand new. You know, Ben Amafio's only in his second year, and last year was a COVID year, so, you know, different year. Then you've got, you know, Ben Buckley, we know, Sydney, all of that sort of stuff. We've got...
Brady Rawlings.
We've got Scotty Clayton, who's been in the job, but new at the job in terms of North Melbourne. Brady Rawlings, brand new coach, brand new assistants. The whole place is brand new, and then the turnover of players. So, you know, this is. It's going to take time.
Take time to bed down.
What about recruiting? So they obviously went after Dustin Martin Hard, DeGoey.
They haven't got a big
fish. They missed out on them. And then they sort of pick up whoever's available. They've got a
Polek and a Dom Tyson and Aaron Hall.
Tyson.
Yeah. They went after Dusty, and they went after the man we're going to speak to shortly, John Longmire, who's a past great of North Melbourne. How do you think they're feeling now about their decisions to stay at their respective?
Well, we're going to get to John Longmire. He is going to join us next, the coach of the Sydney Swans.